From Nashville, Tennessee, this is the Campfire Cafe on the Equestrian Legacy Radio Network.
Stairs, you could hear an old fiddle as we played the guitar and tried to figure life's riddles. And we laughed and we cried about the circles we'd turn and flat lost ourselves in the melody's churn. And there were poets and pickers, writers and prose, cowboys and liars, and we all but chose to sing our stories, our rhymes and our spells on a border town night at the Holland Hotel. From an ancient old box, wood strung with wire, notes spread their wings and flew high and high. Somewhere along in the South Texas dark, we mourned and we sang to the ghost of Guy Clark. There were poets and pickers, writers of prose, cowboys and liars. We all but chose to sing our stories, our rhymes and our spells on a border town night at the Holland Hotel. There were poets and pickers and writers of prose, cowboys and liars, and we all but chose to sing our stories, our rhymes and our spells on a border town night at the Holland Hotel. Down two flights of stairs, you could hear an old fiddle as we played the guitar and tried to figure life's riddles.
Mr. Darren Little with the Holland Hotel to start things off this Thursday on the Campfire Cafe, and I'm your host, Gary Holt from Nashville, and joining us in Albuquerque, New Mexico, is our co-host, Miss Bobby Bell. Good morning, Bobby.
Good morning. I'm back from being on the road and happy to be here.
Well, we're happy to have you. We're going to talk a little bit about your road trip a little bit later on in the show, but who do we have joining us today?
Oh my gosh, we have the most delightful, wonderful gal. We're going to be talking to Haley Mae Campbell in just a few minutes, right there in Nashville.
We are looking forward to that. And right now, things are just hopping in Nashville. The CMA Fest starts today officially, but it's actually been going on all week. There have been free concerts all over town. And as a matter of fact, Bobby, a good friend of ours, Dale Shields, sent me a text message a while ago, and he said they're getting ready to tour Nashville and go get some hot chicken at Hattie B's. So this is a hopping place. This is a hopping place. But anyway, we're excited to have Haley Mae with us, and we're going to be talking with her in just a moment on the Campfire Cafe. But right now, let's take a listen to a song from her newest EP. It's called Lose My Number. We'll be right back with Haley Mae Campbell on the Campfire Cafe.
Welcome back to Campfire Cafe on the Equestrian Legacy Network. We've just been listening to Lose My Number. Isn't that great? By today's guest, Haley Mae Campbell. 20-year-old Haley Mae Campbell is well on her way to becoming one of Music Row's shining new stars. Her recent single, we just heard it, Lose My Number, peaked as a number 5 pre-order on the iTunes country chart and debuted at number 43 on the iTunes singer-songwriter chart. She's received local and regional radio airplay and even became named the 2016 Independent Tone Awards Country Artist of the Year. An inspiring musical artist, Haley Mae shows great promise in her journey to become a signed recording artist, singer, and songwriter. She writes all of her own songs, which come straight from her heart and express emotions and feelings from her life. She's a gal with a big voice and a huge dream. A fast rising star performing for the first time this weekend during Nashville's CMA Fest, please welcome to Campfire Cafe, Haley Mae Campbell. Welcome, Haley.
Hey, it's great to be here, guys. Thanks so much.
How are you, ma? How are
We're
you?
happy
We're
to have
tickled.
you.
Yeah, we're tickled to
Doing
death
great,
to have you
doing
joining us
great.
today.
Oh, it's
You
great to be
are,
here with y'all.
well, you are so kind to join us today. I know this is a busy week for all of the artists in
Oh,
Nashville,
it
so thanks for
sure
taking the
is.
time.
It sure is.
Yeah. But before we get into some of the events that are taking place with the CMA Fest, how about telling us a little bit about where you're from and how you got started into music?
Sure. So, I am originally from New York, but I grew up in Charleston, South Carolina. And I actually grew up with kind of a theater background. Did a bunch of, plays and musicals when I was growing up. So I kind of was introduced to the whole concept of like being on stage and performing very young. And then as I grew up and got a little older, I realized I was definitely not the best dancer or the best actress, but I really liked the singing aspect. So I ended up getting an acoustic guitar when I was about 13 or 14 and started writing songs, and it was all downhill from there, as I like to say.
Oh, wow.
Now, I
13 to
think one of
14.
the one of the one of the first songs that I read about that you wrote was about Christmas.
Yes, I wrote a, that's a great story actually. I wrote, that was even before I was playing guitar. I had a ukulele and that was what I was writing songs on. But I wrote a song called Green Christmas about how it never snows for Christmas in Charleston. And I actually ended up submitting it to like a contest at my local radio station, my local iHeart station, and that was the first time I ever got to go in live in the studio and go on the air and perform actually for my hometown station, WEZL. So it was really, really fun. And I actually still do a lot of stuff with that station today. We were talking a little bit earlier, chatting before the show about how I had done an interview with them recently, and they have always just since that day, I would think I was in seventh grade, since that day they've been so supportive. So it's been quite a journey.
How cool is that? How cool is that? Well, do you remember your first paying gig?
Ooh, I do actually. This is like way back, way back. I actually, when, and a lot of people I think probably don't know this because this doesn't get brought up a lot, but my one of my first like performing outside of like theater, one of my first performing experiences was actually when I was like 14. I was hired by the front man for like a local cover band in Charleston, which is so strange because they were like 30 and they needed a singer, and I was 14 and they didn't know that. They just saw me like singing in some coffee shop, and then next thing I knew, I was like playing 3 hour gigs in bars, like singing Maroon 5, and people were like offering me drinks and stuff. And I was like, no, I'm 15, but thanks. And it was really, really funny. But those were some of my first paying gigs. They were covers, but I was definitely excited to be in a band, that's for sure.
That is so funny. That is so funny. Well, how did the songwriting come about for you?
Yeah, I think having instruments around, my sister and I, started out playing piano. None of my family is really super musical, but my mom homeschooled my sister and I for a while, and she really wanted us to be musical, I guess. So we started playing the piano when we were really, really young, and I was never good at it, but my sister was so great at it. So I kind of had this like grudge. I was like, I need to find another instrument that I can be good at that she doesn't play. So I went from the ukulele to the guitar. And then I think, after that, it was kind of just a need to have an outlet. I mean, I was in, seventh, eighth grade when I started playing the guitar, and you're going through lots of life, first heartbreaks and all that good stuff, great songwriting materials. I think it is a pretty natural progression. Having the guitar in my hands was definitely the last straw, and then the songs just started coming out.
Wow. Well, we're going to play another one of your songs. It's from the EP Lover's Lottery, and it's one called Through the Door. And I think I heard you say one time if you were doing a gig and you had to cut something, this would be it. But
Yes, and I don't mean that, and I don't mean that. I know that sounds terrible, but I just mean that it's the slowest song on the record, and it's definitely the most like personal and like completely true story that I've ever written. And I hate playing it sometimes because it makes me so sad, but it's a great song. I mean, it's one of those songs that you have to write, to get over something you're going through. So I hope everybody on the sh listening to the show likes it. And yeah, Through the Door.
Through the door. Here we go. Haley Mae Campbell, you're on the Campfire Cafe.
Holly Mae Campbell, that's one of her newest songs, Through the Door. I didn't mean to stop it a little too soon. Sorry about that, Holly Mae.
That trick ending will get you every time.
Yeah, absolutely. That's such a powerful song. Tell me a little bit, Haley, about your songwriting process. Do you work alone? Do you collaborate? Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, for sure. So that song and one of the other songs on the record, which is called Take a Chance, are songs that I wrote by myself, which I think if you're in Nashville, that's a pretty unheard of thing at this point. You know, everybody is co-writing here, which is incredible. And I had never experienced really the process of co-writing until I started coming back and forth to Nashville when I was about 16. But now I have a lot of friends here and other songwriters that I get to collaborate with, and that's a really cool and different experience for people that have never written or even co-written a song. I describe it like kind of like going on a blind date, you know, when you're right with someone new. You don't know how it's going to go. You don't know if your styles are going to match up, but it's usually really fun, especially if it's one of your friends. It's just a blast, and a lot of times you walk out of the room with a brand new great song. So it's been a blast kind of learning that world. And yeah, for sure, there are some songs on the record that are co-written and some that I write by myself.
There was a Facebook post. You're very active, as most folks are that we talk to, and it's very helpful, actually, when we're trying to learn about somebody. You're very very active on Facebook, and I saw a really fun post that you did early this month, not many days ago, where you were working with collaborating with a songwriter.
Yes.
Was her name
Yes.
Liz Longley? And tell
Yes.
us a little bit about that, because you allowed us into, I would say, the actual creative process. That's a very, you know, that's a very authentic thing to allow an audience to see. Tell us how that came about.
Yes. Yeah, for sure. Well, that's kind of a long story, which is funny. Liz Lonely is a songwriter that I've known about since probably I was about 15, and she's absolutely one of my biggest inspirations. One of the reasons I wanted to move to Nashville, one of the reasons I even write songs. She is like one of my heroes. So that write on Tuesday was the first time. And obviously, like, I have met her before. I've gone to her shows. I've tried to be, you know, stay in contact with her and keep up with what she's doing because I really admire her as a songwriter and an artist. But she recently started co-writing again and reached out to me. And we were able to set up a co-write. And so Tuesday was just absolutely like a dream come true for me. I mean, writing with her was just so magical. I just admire her so much. And it was so much fun to just chat with her and get like kind of a glimpse into her world and her process. But yeah, so you know, I was just kind of in that phase where I was like, wow, I can't believe this is actually happening. I should probably ask her if I could take a little video or something so I can just remember this moment. So it was so much
Yeah.
fun. I mean, the song we wrote was just it's called Growing Up, and hopefully we'll get to record it soon or put out some kind of little teaser for it. But you got to see a little bit of a glimpse into, yeah, like you said, the writing process, the creative process, which is really just a couple of songwriters sitting around drinking coffee in their pajamas for the most part. So
Yeah.
it was really
But
just
also harmon
a
but
dream.
and also harm also harmonizing, like your voices were really lovely together. So when you went into that, you knew that this was going to happen. Did you already go in with some ideas? Do you keep a little notebook or talk into your phone, keep track of ideas that you
Yes.
have, or is that what is kind of what
Yes.
you do to
All of
just
the above,
yeah.
actually. A lot of people have like a notebook or, you know, they sting ideas into their voice memos on their phone or write down, you know, random ideas in their notes. And I do all of that. And it's probably terrible because I can never remember where I had the idea. I just have to go looking for it. So actually, the night before that write, like you said, depending on the write, it depends if you're gonna write for, like my friend Jerry Jacobs, I've been writing a lot of songs with him for him. So a lot of times he'll bring the idea and then we'll go off of that. But I wasn't sure about the write with Liz, like how it was gonna go. So I wanted to make sure I had like three or four ideas that I really liked that, you know, I would want to work on. So I went through the night before, I went through all of my like recesses of song ideas and pulled some of my favorites, and had them at the top of the list for going into that right with her. But yeah, like you said, it can just depend on, you know, who you're writing with and what kind of song you're trying to write. But I definitely wanted to be prepared for that one.
That's very
Haley,
exciting. Do you want to play another song for her?
No, I want to ask a couple of questions real quick, and then we're going to get to another song. But when did you move to Nashville? And how has that experience been as far as being able to write with other artists?
Yeah, definitely. I moved to Nashville actually coming up on a year. I moved in August of last year, and it does not feel like it's been that long at all. It's like crazy to me to like even think that it's been close to a year. But it's just been such a blast. I mean, I had some connections. I had been going back and forth, taking trips and things like that for about 3 years, I'll say, before I actually moved. And so I had friends here and connections here, but it's so different when you're just in it all the time and able to kind of keep up with those people and go to their shows and support them. It just makes the sense of community so much stronger when you can like fully be in it all the time. So those relationships with writers have only just grown so much stronger from moving here, which is really cool because I have people that I know that, you know, if I get in a room with them and a couple guitars, you know, we're going to come up with something great. So it's really inspiring for sure.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's a little bit different from being in Charlotte, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Well, we want to get to another song right now, and this is a song called No Place to Go. And you want to tell us about this song?
Sure. This song is one of my favorites. Well, they're all kind of my favorites. I'm biased. But this song is one of my favorites because it is kind of a little, it almost seems like a bonus track to me when I listen through the EP, which I think is really cool. Before this EP, I had released another one called EP Phone Home. And it's kind of more on the indie rap side. So this song is definitely kind of a throwback to that style. And yeah, it's just a really fun song. Makes me want to get in my car and just, you know, drive down the highway. It's just a feel good song. So
Let's take a listen to No Place to Go. Haley Mae Campbell is our guest today on the Campfire Cafe. Heard around the world. Streaming live, online, and on demand at EquestrianLegacy.net.
Got it.
No Place to Go. Haley Mae Campbell is our guest today on the Campfire Cafe. And Haley, you have experienced CMA Fest for the first time?
I am diving into it this week for the first time. That's right.
Have you already been to some of the shows that have been going on?
I haven't. Today is really the first day of shows, so hopefully I will get to catch some tonight. But I'm very excited. I probably won't be able to relax until after we perform tomorrow morning. So after that, I'll be free and clear to enjoy the rest of the festival for sure.
Well, what is it
what
like?
Do you like about...
No, go ahead, Bobby.
Go ahead.
I was just going to ask, now, are you going to go or am I going to go? We'll let you go.
You go ahead. Haley, when I watch the videos, it's obvious that you love performing live. Tell us what you like about that experience.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I think I may be mentioned earlier, I grew up doing musical theater, so I was introduced to being on stage at a pretty young age and kind of just fell in love with entertaining people. You know, I always like to make people laugh and make people smile. So I think that being on stage is my best shot at, you know, connecting with the audience and really kind of making them forget about, you know, anything that's outside of those four walls just for a little while. So I hope that my music and my performances can do that for people.
Well, that's
you
great.
Have a
You're
pretty
a great
big band,
performer.
Are they? I was just going to say,
ahead,
you have a pretty big band. Will they all? I was just going to say that you. It looks like you have a pretty large band. Will they all be with you?
They will not, unfortunately. We do have a pretty big band on some occasions. The most we've ever had, I think, is 8, but we settled into 6 people, including myself. But the CMA Fest performance is on an acoustic stage, so it will just be 4-piece.
Got it.
Well, that is cool.
Go ahead,
well,
Gary.
Now tell me, you're coming to CMA Fest for the very first time, and you are getting to perform for the very first time.
Yes.
So you'll be at the CMA Spotlight stage. But what does that feel like? I mean, for somebody that's been working hard and striving to be successful in the music business, what does it feel like to be performing at the CMA Music Fest?
It's really, really exciting. I mean, I actually had an experience on one of my other trips to Nashville where I was under the impression that I was going to be able to attend CMA Awards, and then it was like a whole big you know, issue with our tickets. They ended up being like fake replica tickets and we didn't get to go to the awards. So actually that instance inspired one of the songs on my record. It's called Blisters. So I wrote that song that night watching the CMA Awards like from my living room and just feeling so bummed out. But obviously that song made the record and it's really cool to listen to it now and even crazier to not even a year later be performing, you know, under the same, you know, the same organization that, you know, so recently I was just so disappointed because I was hoping to attend the event. But now to be a part of it is crazy. It's so cool.
Well, so a few nerves.
Oh, yes. A lot of nerves going on. But, you know, the guys I have backing me up are just some of my best friends in the world, so I know that they'll be able to just take me out of my head and we'll have a great time, and that's all that matters. We'll just do our best and hopefully, you know, we'll get some audience participation going on, and I think I have some friends and some fans coming out, so it should be a great time, and hopefully, you know, I won't get too in my head, but it is just going to be one of those moments that I'll never forget, so I'm really looking forward to it.
Almost like being on the stage of the Ryman, isn't it? Or the Grand Ole
Opry
stage.
Oh, gosh. Well, hopefully I'll get there one day, and I'll let you know.
Well, you just had mentioned the song Blisters, and I think
yeah.
You have an exciting announcement about this song as well, don't you?
I do. It's actually gonna, I'm actually re-releasing it tomorrow. So tonight at midnight, it will come out as a single, which is really exciting. I just thought that it was too much of a coincidence, like I said with the story before, that, you know, we're performing at CMA Fest and this song was written about the CMAs and, you know, we're performing on a Friday and new music comes out on Friday. So I just couldn't help myself. I thought it was too much of a coincidence. So we're actually releasing the song as a single tomorrow and actually also gonna be releasing a exclusive acoustic video for the song as well, which will go up on nashvegas.com. So if anyone wants
All
to check
right.
that out, it will be exclusively premiering there, and the single will be out all over, you know, iTunes, Spotify, all that good stuff.
All right. Well, it's a great song, so let's take a listen to Blisters and come back and talk more with Haley Mae Campbell on the Campfire Cafe. We'll be right back.
Impress and a whole 10 minutes early. I walked in, you weren't there. It was really quite unnerving. I spent 10 on the ride, 20 on the makeup, 99 on the heels. Wasted Friday night on your lame excuses. How do you think I feel?
Today's guest, Haley Mae Campbell. That is such a great song. And
Thank
congratulations on
you.
that exciting news and the re-release. And just look at what has happened with that, you know, that circumstance, right? That you dealt with a year
I
ago.
know. It's just so crazy. Yeah, it was too much of a good opportunity to not re-release the song. So hopefully it'll just allow for more people to hear it and hopefully love it. So.
So I have to ask this question. You're driving along in your car, or you've got the radio on at home, and up comes your song, a song of yours. What is that like to hear yourself on the radio?
Yeah, it's weird. It's definitely like one of those moments that you're just like, is this really happening? Like, are we sure this is happening? But it's been really cool. A lot of my stations from my hometown, Charleston, have been really supportive. And, you know, whenever I'm playing a show that's supported by them, or they have a chance to bring me in the studio, they'll let me come in and either do a live performance or, you know, plug the show. And a couple times, you know, they've been so gracious to play, you know, my new singles and that kind of thing. So it's really crazy. I remember one time specifically, I knew that it was happening, but I didn't know exactly when during the hour. So I was just like driving around, I think it was my mom in the car probably, and we were listening to the station, and then, you know, all of a sudden it just comes on and they do the intro, and it's so cool, like, to just have that experience where you're like, wow, like, you know, that's my song. It's definitely yeah. something I can never see myself getting tired of. That's for sure.
And when you when you're just on your own time, you know, you're just leisurely getting ready or whatever, who do you like to listen to?
Oh yeah, I actually am just recently, you know, getting to kind of come down from the creative process of making the EP. So I've been, you know, listening to a lot of new music and you know, writing a lot. So I'm kind of getting into a new phase, which is really fun. But right now, some of my favorites are Kacey Musgraves. Her new album is amazing. It's called Golden Hour. Danielle Bradbury, her record is amazing. You may be familiar with her from The Voice, but she just recently, well, not super recently, but released her debut album on Big Machine Records. So it's very, very pop influenced. It's really crisp and just simple. And her lyrics are so beautiful. So I love her album. Other than that, I love, just all-time favorites have to be. John Mayer is one of my big influences. You know, pretty much anything except, like, heavy metal, I say. Like, I listen to a little bit of I love Dan and Shay's new music right now, too. Dan and Shay, uh-huh. Luke Combs, those guys are coming out with just some killer new music.
Okay. And when you were growing up, was there music being played in the, you know, in the home? And what kinds of music were your, like, folks listening to, or your mom? What did she like to listen to?
Oh, definitely. My parents, it's funny because I didn't, like, grow up listening to country music like a lot of people that are, you know, country singers or country artists did. So I'm, like, almost embarrassingly unfamiliar with a lot of old country, which is kind of interesting because it really allows me to appreciate, like, the new trends that are going on in Nashville especially, and not really have any sort of prejudice towards, like, pop country, which I mm-hmm. feel mm-hmm. I've seen a lot of people kind of criticize pop country and that kind of thing, but I love it. So it's kind of interesting to kind of get into that debate with people sometimes. But my parents yeah. listen yeah. to a lot of, my dad's favorite band is The Who. So he uh-huh. listened to a lot of The Who growing up. And then another old favorite that I remember always hearing growing up is a band called The Old 97s, and they're kind of like rockabilly style, so there
yeah,
was a little
yeah,
bit
yeah.
of country influence in there for sure. And yeah, just anything classic, that was what was going on. Definitely not a lot of country though, which is kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm. It mm-hmm. is interesting. Mm-hmm. It is interesting. And it's interesting that you made that comment about the pop country, because I noticed on Facebook last night there were a lot of people that were asking where is the country music when they were watching the CMT Awards. But mm-hmm. I personally think there's a place for both. And so,
oh, definitely,
you know,
I agree.
Yeah, you've got your classic country and you've got your pop country, and so there is a place for both, and there are radio stations that play both. So I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That is pretty cool. Well, Bobby Jean, you asked some of the questions that I was going to ask her, and that was about her influences and who's her playlist right now. So you took a little bit of my thunder, but I've
Uh-oh.
Got the controls. I've got the controls. So we're going to play another song from the Lover's Lottery EP, and it's one called Take a Chance. And we'll come back and talk more with Haley in just a moment.
My chance on me.
Take a chance, Haley Mae Campbell. And this is a great EP. It's called Lover's Lottery. And Haley, you have absolutely been a great guest today.
Thank you so much. Thank you guys for having me. It was so much fun.
Well, it has been a lot of fun. And by the way, have you hit Old Reds yet?
I have not. I've heard great things, though.
Gosh. Well, it was kind of fun watching the grand opening being kicked off on the Today Show with Hoda Kotb yesterday. And so I expect we may see you at Old Reds performing one of these days before
I
long.
I hope so. I hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, in the meantime, tell us again where you'll be performing tomorrow and where they can see you around town the rest of the week.
Yes, definitely. So tomorrow, Friday, June 9th, I will be performing on the CMA Spotlight stage at 12:30 p.m. That is inside the Music City Center at Fanfare X. So it's where all the booths and the close-up stage and the Radio Disney stage are all in there. So, and it's inside and it's air-conditioned. So come on down. It'll be a really good time. I'm going to be performing from 12:30 to 12:45 with a meet-and-greet after, so that should be interesting. And aside from that, I'll be playing sets at the Row here in Nashville all weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday around 5 p.m. So if you can't make it to CMA Fest, come on out to the Row and grab a bite to eat and see some great live music.
All right, that's going to be exciting, exciting, exciting. And where can they find you now and purchase the CD, Lover's Lottery, and your other music?
Yeah, the CD, Lover's Lottery, is available everywhere, online, Spotify, iTunes, Amazon Music, or anywhere else you like to listen. There are hard copies available at my shows, so if you want a hard copy, come out and see us, and I will definitely have a hard copy for you. If you want to follow along with what we're doing or where we're playing, you can check out tour dates on my website, HaleyMayCampbell.com, or just follow me on social media at Haley Mae Campbell on Facebook and Instagram. And that's your best bet for keeping up with whatever crazy things I might be doing.
Well, you've got a great website, and your Facebook page is a lot of fun as well. And you have just absolutely been a great guest today. So we want to thank you again for joining us for the Campfire Cafe.
Yes, thank you guys so much for having me.
All right, and we're going to close out this segment with another song from the EP, Lover's Lottery, and this is Oughta Be. It's Haley Mae Campbell. Haley, thanks again.
Spend your Friday evening staying in.
ought to be Haley Mae Campbell. Bobby, she was so much fun. Such a neat young lady.
She has such an amazing journey ahead of her. She's just getting started, doesn't she?
She really does. She really does. I mean, can you believe she just turned 20 and so much poise and so much talent? So really nice to visit with her today and listen to her music, share that with our audience out there. So be sure and purchase a CB Lovers Lottery is what we've shared with our audience today. But great time. Nashville is hopping this week. It is really hopping. They had the CMT Award show last night. They've been playing free concerts, I think, since Monday. And then, of course, CMA actually kicks off today through Sunday. So there will be hundreds of thousands of people strolling through Nashville this weekend. So anyway, I hope Dale Shields doesn't get lost down there visiting. So anyway, have you heard of Hattie B's Hot Chicken?
Not until you told me that's where he was heading for some lunch.
Nashville is known for its hot chicken, and Hattie B's is famous for that. So, yeah. He may have to have something to cool him down after that's over with. But anyway, a lot of fun. Big shows all this weekend taking place in Nashville. And yeah, they opened Old Red's yesterday. That's Blake Shelton's new venue in Nashville. I think they said 26,000 square feet. There are 5 floors to that thing.
Yeah.
And
yes, including I think a balcony. Yeah. Including the top of the building. Yeah.
Yeah, rooftop bars. I think everybody's going to rooftop bars now. And of course Jason Aldean has got one and John Rich has got one and Alan Jackson. I think everybody is getting a bar on Broadway. So plenty to see and do in Nashville. And so if you can make it out for the rest of the CMA Fest this week, Bonnaroo is taking place near Manchester, Tennessee. They'll have a few hundred thousand people out there for that. And so it ought to be a great time for music right here in Middle Tennessee this weekend. But we missed you the other day. You have been on a 2-week tour.
We did, about that, yes. Wonderful road trip, driving in the car all day long, 12-hour days, and then time with family and time to see some friends we hadn't seen in a number of years. And I would say that although we headed out with about 100 CDs and a small CD player in the car, we were listening to Willie's Roadhouse on Sirius Radio almost exclusively and really, really, really had a great time. Listening to a lot of music actually I wasn't familiar with and some performers that I was familiar with, but really, really fun. Got to listen to the Grand Ole Opry live on 2 Friday nights and 1 Saturday night, and enjoy a show by Riders in the Sky with Ranger Doug and Side Meat, Too Slim, when they co-host that show. I think it's called Riders in the Sky Corral, something like that. And really, really fun. It's like a half-hour show. And Ranger Doug is such a historian that he really picks really great music and then, of course, tells you what you're listening to, and they have wonderful banter. So we were, you know, just cruising along, crossing, I don't know, we went through about 10 states, I think, when it's all said and done, and just had a wonderful time. You know,
oh, that's great.
You need to do the road trip every now and again.
I think so. I think that's a good idea. By the way, at Bonnaroo, and that's usually a lot of rock music. They've had Paul McCartney and Bruce Springsteen and a lot of those folks. But WSM Radio, for the first time, is going to be bringing the Grand Ole Opry show to Bonnaroo. And so they'll be broadcasting live. And you mentioned Riders in the Sky. They actually are one of the groups that will be performing at Bonnaroo this weekend. So
how fun.
Music is everywhere in Middle Tennessee. It's a great place to come visit, and you'll have to take a road trip to Nashville.
Yes, we will.
You'll have to take a road trip to Nashville. Well, before I forget, I want to mention that Saddle Up America comes on after this, and Backcountry Horsemen of America is joining us, along with the Wilderness Society, and we're going to be talking about how we keep these trails open for horseback riders and for other trail users. So that will be a very interesting show. And if you're on our website, just click on the next link and that will take you right to that. But that will be right after this show is over. And we want to mention that next week we have the talented harmonica cowboy, Mr. Gary Allegretto, joining us, as well as Lizzie Foster with the Mustang Heritage Foundation. And Marcia Sapp will be joining us. And she took a Mustang that was a three-time loser and changed him into a world champion dressage horse. So it ought to be a good show next week with Gary Allegretto and Mustang Heritage Foundation and Marcia Sapp. So we'll be talking about Mustangs a little bit next week. But anyway, it has been a fun show today. Glad to have you back. Look forward to having you with us next week. And do you have any of your fine closing thoughts for today?
Well, I do. I was just mentioning about Willie's Roadhouse. He also has a brand new CD out, and I got to hear some of the music from it. It's really wonderful. He's also featured the Outlaws. The show is called Outlaws and Armadillos, and it's at the Country Music Hall of Fame. It looks like a phenomenal exhibition. So this is a quote of Mr. Willie Nelson. Once you replace negative thoughts with positive ones, you'll start having positive results.
That's true. That is true.
Yeah.
That is true.
Yeah.
Keep the positive thoughts. And you'll want to see that exhibit down at the Country Music Hall of Fame. Another reason to come to Nashville. But there's
Absolutely.
Just so much that's happening. Well, it's been a great show. We've had a great time on the Campfire Cafe. Stay tuned for Saddle Up America. And we want to remind you, as always, if you climb in the saddle, to get ready for the ride on Equestrian Legacy Radio Network or around the world, streaming live, online, and on demand at equestrianlegacy.net. We'll close the show out today with a great song from Trinity Seeley, and it is one called Time Machine. Bobby, we'll see you next week.
Just when I think I've had enough of this crazy life, sick of this cold weather, and it's for the birds, and they can have what's left of me. But I'll take the reins once more as I climb aboard my time machine. I still remember the first time I stepped up on the court. You were watching through the old rails, waiting for him to blow. Just like a dance, when he set himself free, little bit of him and a little bit of me. And I close my eyes again, and I'm riding with him on my time machine. And each time I saddle up to ride, he breaks loose the memory inside. Oh, how happy I could be if I stay for a little while on my time machine. My time machine.